Blog Talk Radio.
welcome, welcome, welcome. Amen. You are on your fix at six. Amen. Praise God. Pastor Keeping It Real could not be here, praise God, today. Amen. So I'm stepping in, praise God, for the pastor. Amen. Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. You are on the air with no other than the one and only. Amen. Dr. Carolyn McNeil. Praise God. Hallelujah. We give God the glory, y'all. Come on. When the praises go up, the blessings come down. Come on and pull those blessings down. Come on. I love it. He said, when the healing, come on, pull it down. Pull down your healing. Pull down your joy. Pull down your peace. Pull down your victory. Come on, y'all. Let's get it in today. Praise God. Come on. Let's pull down our deliverance today, our Holy Ghost power. Amen. Pull the power down, the glory. Come on. It's such a glory, praise God. Hallelujah, that God wants us to pull down today, praise God. So I thank and praise God for you, and you. Thank you for allowing me to come into your home, wherever you may be at, praise God. So I'm excited. I hope you are excited, praise God. I am excited for the opportunities that God has been giving me, amen, to push forward, amen, in his ministry, praise God. Only God can open doors, and only, oh, come on, somebody, only God can shut doors, praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So I thank and praise God for the door of opportunity that he has given me on tonight, amen, to just to be in his presence and to be partakers of his glory. Come on, somebody. Let's give God the glory. So here, let us pray. I got excited, y'all. I got excited. Lord, I thank you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just come. We thank you, Lord God. Yes, Holy Spirit, for who you are, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we lift you up, God, today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We give you glory, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, as we come, God, today, Lord God, we pray, God, for a rhema word, God, from heaven, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, as I have studied now, God, I pray that the Holy Ghost will sit on the inside of me, Father God, and preach the word, teach the word. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, for your grace, your mercy, God, for what you're doing, Lord God, for thy people, God. We thank you, Lord, for our healing. We thank you for our deliverance. We thank you for making us free on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, open, open, open. Yes, Holy Spirit, open up heaven, God, over us, God, today, Lord God. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for what you're going to do, what you have already done. Glory to your name, Father. So, Father God, as I come today, Lord, open up the airways, Lord God. God, there will be no interruptions, Father God, of your word, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you, Lord God. I praise you, God. I glorify you, God, for each and every soul that's listening today, Father God. Bless them, God, from the crown of their head to the very soles of their feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So it is not robbery, Lord God, to come to listen tonight, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for MCI Ministry Radio, Lord God. Take it to places, God, that our feet have never touched, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Lord, for grace and mercy on today. In Jesus' name, I pray with thanksgiving in my heart, my soul, send amen on today. Praise God. We thank and praise God. Amen. Praise God. I like to read, amen, before I always start, Pastor Keeping It Real, you know, his show, praise God. I always want to read, amen, his scripture, his favorite scripture, Isaiah 61:1. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and to open up the prison. Come on, somebody. Hi, yes, Holy Spirit. To those that are bound, okay? That is his scripture, praise God, hallelujah. This is what he goes by, praise God. So we pray that the anointing will cover the man of God, amen, that, yes, Holy Spirit, that he will preach, yes, Holy Ghost, preach to those people, Lord God. Heal the brokenhearted, deliver them from the prison, the spirit abound, God. So we ask that you bless the man of God on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we give you glory. So here, I want to talk to us because this is something all week that God has been just laying upon my heart. Amen. And I thank God that this is the night. I wasn't going to do this, amen, praise God, until my Wednesday, amen, morning. But God just led me to continue to study and, to bring forth this word. But I want to talk about breaking off, amen, glory to God, the limitations off of our lives, amen, praise God, because I'm talking to us because we all have something, amen, glory to God, that God wants to break, amen, praise God. So God was just laying on my heart about the spirit of limitation, the spirit of limitation, everything, amen, praise God. We know that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against principality, powers, and rulers of darkness of this world. Praise God. So I want to, this is your fix at six. So I want to make sure, amen, praise God, that we have something to run on with, praise God. So breaking off limitations, breaking the limitations, amen, the spirit of limitation. And let me just give you a little definition first before I start, amen, with the word of the Lord. The spirit of limitation. The spirit of limitation is responsible for locking down the potential that God has put in you, okay? And tells you it is the spirit that whispers to you and tells you that you cannot do anything in life. So that's the spirit of limitation. The spirit of limitation, amen, praise God, locks down your potential, and it tells you that you cannot do anything in life. And this is the spirit that fights a lot of people, praise God. And I remember, praise God, hallelujah, as I used to teach spiritual warfare, and I'm not teaching spiritual warfare tonight, but I want you to open your eyes to what's going on around you and what's blocking you, what's stopping you. The enemy don't want you to come forth, amen, praise God, with your full potential. So therefore, the spirit of limitation has to be broken off of our lives, amen, praise God. So as God was giving me that, praise God, I want you to turn with me to 2 Kings, the 6th chapter. We're going to start at verse number 1 through 7, but also I want to go to 2 Chronicles 16 and 9. And the 2 Chronicles I'm going to read first, praise God, and then I'm going to go to 2 Kings 6, 1 through 7. Amen. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles 16 and 9, it says, "For the eyes of the Lord runs to and fro throughout the whole earth," okay? The Lord, his eyes run through, come on somebody, throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on the behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him. Amen. "In this you have done foolishly," he said. "Therefore, from now on, you shall have war." So God says, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, that the eyes of the Lord, it goes to and fro throughout the whole world. I want you to hold on to that because God wants you to know, praise God, no matter where you at, no matter how far you go, praise God, hallelujah, where at in life, he always sees you, praise God, hallelujah. So here, amen, I want to say this first, amen. A believer can succeed without limitation if he decides to, and he is determined through the strength of God, and he can refuse the distraction from the kingdom of darkness, okay? A believer can succeed without limitations. Hear what the Spirit is saying to us today. If he decides to, and he's determined, or she's determined through the strength of God, and he can refuse, or she can refuse a distraction from the kingdom of darkness. What I'm going to say, praise God, today, I want to help us all, praise God, because we know, amen, that there's great things that God wants to do. So now I'm going to read Second Kings 6, and then I'm going to expound on it the way God wants me to expound on it. Don't forget, you're on your fix at 6. Amen. We're getting our fix tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. The sons of the prophet said to Elijah, look now, the place where we live before you is too small for us, okay? Let us go to the Jordan, and each man get there a house beam, and let us make us a place there where we may dwell. And he answered, go. One said, be pleased to go with your servant. He answered, I will go. So he went with him, and when they came to the Jordan, they cut down trees. But as one was felling his beast, meaning that the beam, as he was cutting it down, the axe head fell into the water. And he cried, at last, my master. For it was borrowed, he said. The man of God says, where did it fall? Show me the place. Elijah cut off a stick and threw it in there. And the iron floated. He said, pick it up. And he picked out his hand and took it. Praise God. Here, when we look at the success and live and the lives of others. Sometimes we, you know how sometimes, praise God, and as God was giving it to me, praise God, because sometimes we can see all the people around us, praise God, doing good and seem like they're in the top of the class, and glory to God, they got the best house, they got the best car, praise God, hallelujah, they got the best wife, the best husband, and everybody seems to be happy, the kids are happy, everybody got, you know, butterflies floating around their head, praise God, hallelujah, glory to his name. But here, praise God, we may sometimes cry out in envy. Why doesn't that happen to me? Have everybody ever been there before? Why is this not happening for me, God? Why can't I have it like that? If we're not careful, we can become so consumed with envy and jealousy of others that we miss out on what we are capable of having or doing ourselves. Life is always going to be unfair. Come on, somebody. God has something special and unique for you. Can you hear me there? Yes, Holy Spirit. God has special and unique for you. Because of who you are, we are all different with various strengths and talents. We are also different because of our the limitations which we each possess. We all possess some kind of limitation. Now, glory to God, glory to God. God is not going to give us everything. Jesus is not going to give us everything. The Holy Ghost is not going to give us everything, praise God. There is somewhere down the line that there has to be some limitations. But listen, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah. None of us are limited in the exact same way. The issues before us is whether we learn from our limitations or use them as an excuse not to reach the potential God has placed within us. In this chapter begins with the sons of the prophet realizing the place they had been living was too small. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. That was why they asked permission of the prophet Elijah to go and to enlarge their territory. Somebody speak right there. Glory to your name, Father. See, sometimes we have to decree a thing. Come on, somebody. God, will you enlarge my territory? Come on, somebody. You got to take territory today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So here, prophetically, we need to pray for God to remove the things that obstruct our view of who God is and all that God has. We need to pray, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, move everything that obstructs our view from seeing where you want to take us, God, in the name of Jesus. Glory to his name. It's time for us to have an enlargement of the kingdom of God released in us. Come on. My God, I give you glory, glory, glory. Because why? Praise God. There are some things, amen, even within us, amen, that God wants to enlarge, amen, praise God. He wants to enlarge the anointing upon your life, praise God. He wants to enlarge, amen, praise God, the way that you think, praise God. He wants to enlarge, amen, praise God, even your natural life. He wants to enlarge those things. The prophets prayed, praise God, hallelujah, and they asked him, he said, wait a minute, hold up. It is too small, the place that we're in right now, praise God. So he asked Elijah, can we go and can we build a place, amen? Can you enlarge our territory? Amen, praise God. We shall discuss, amen, some things, amen. We have to make sure there were some things in our life. We have to make the decision, the determination, and get rid of some of the distractions out of our lives, amen, praise God. So what is it? It's the decisions, it's the determination, it's the distractions, amen, praise God, hallelujah. The sons of the prophet discovered that they had been limited for many years. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. And they decided to break all the limits, come on, and be enlarged. We need to cry out, amen, for our enlargement. Oh, come on, somebody, of our territory. But it begins with enlarging our view of him. Oh, come on, somebody, say, enlarge the view of our God. Our God is a big God. He handles big problems. Come on, somebody. There is nothing too hard for our God. Listen, I can be his greatest cheerleader, praise God. Because why? There is nothing too hard for him. God will take your little, small, come on, somebody, glory to God, sleeping in a closet self, come on, bread my sandal, and put you somewhere big, praise God, hallelujah. But we have to enlarge our vision, praise God, the way God sees everything and the way we see God in our lives. Somebody say, well, we see God in our lives. God is able to do what? Exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask to think according to what? The power that worketh on the inside of us. Amen. Come on, somebody shout right there. God, enlarge my territory, praise God. The place that I'm in right now is too small, God. I need you to expand my territory. Somebody shout right there, praise God. Here. We have to enlarge our view of who God is. Amen. Praise God. He has given us everything that pertains to life and godliness, but we have been limited because of where we have been living. Amen. Are you living, amen, in a box right now? Praise God. I'm talking, amen, praise God, in a spiritual manner right now. Praise God. Are you seeing the big picture yet? Praise God. But now I'm talking, amen, praise God, about the place where you're at right now, praise God. Can you see bigger for yourself, praise God? We are breaking the spirit of limitation in a natural way and a spiritual way. Why? Because God wants us to break the limitation. Somebody shout, it's in my mouth, it's in my hands, praise God. How am I saying? It's in my steps, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. It's in the way that I see my God. Amen, praise God. Hallelujah, glory to God. I remember, let me just share, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, because a lot of times, praise God, we think that preachers, amen, have never been through nothing, praise God, but I remember, praise God, growing up as a little girl, living in Tasker Home Projects, praise God, hallelujah, all I knew was the projects. Come on, somebody, glory to God, glory to God. I stayed there with my mama and my daddy, praise God, but something got a hold of my daddy and said, this place is too small where we're at, praise God. We got to move on a little further, praise God. So we move, oh, yes, Holy Spirit. And when we moved, praise God, I thought that was the best house. Man, we had a good old time. We talked, praise God. We laughed, praise God. We had a good old time, praise God, in that house, praise God. That is the house that we grew up in, praise God. But then God showed me something else different, praise God. As I began to go on in life, praise God, hallelujah, I knew that, glory to God, even though that was a beautiful place, amen, this is just an example, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. But then God showed me something different. He said, I'm going to give you something even greater. But I had to get my vision right, praise God. And then me and Pastor Waters, praise God, we would go and we would look at houses, praise God, and we would stand in these houses, praise God. And I laid on the floor, praise God, and said, God, one day I'm going to have something just like this. And the Lord let me know, yes, you are. And then he began to move us into places, amen. Me and my husband, praise God, there were some great places that God has put us in, praise God. So even then, even now, praise God, there's a greater vision. Come on, somebody. God has greater, greater, greater. Ah, yes, God, it doesn't stop there, but it goes farther. Yes, Holy Spirit. So the place that you're in now, hallelujah, glory to God, that don't mean that you're going to stay there, praise God. It's only when you're going to stay there, when you reach your final destination. That's the destiny place that God has prepared for you, praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, break the spirit of limitation, even off my spiritual life. Break the spirit of limitation. Glory to God, glory to God. I have to move forward. I have to go forward in God. I have to see God in a greater way, praise God. Because why, praise God? He said in his word, God, oh, yes, Holy Spirit, that we will do greater works, praise God. So today, we're going to break the spirit of limitations off of our life, praise God. It's like peeling back an onion, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, you might cry sometime, praise God, but you're going to get it all peeled, praise God. God is pulling back the layers. Come on, glory to God. As we are here tonight, pull back the layers, God. Pull back the layers, God. There is no more crying, no more tears. God is going to do it, praise God. He's breaking the spirit of limitations. Come on, my God, I give you glory. You are on the air, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Speak, God. Speak, speak, speak. So here, he has given us everything, come on, that pertains to life. We need to desire enlargement without limitations, and take decisions that we don't want to live in a place of limitation in any area anymore in our life. God wants to enlarge all of your territory, but until you desire it and take a decision toward achieving your enlargement, come on, somebody. It will not happen. Have you ever had success? Oh, come on. And a season, come on. You feel you can't fully enter into all God has for you because of the limitation. You need to believe in God that cannot be limited. God is not going to be limited, y'all. We sometimes mess it up, praise God, Hamashanda, because we have to see Father, amen, praise God. He desired for us to walk in the fullness of all he has released to us. He also has made a way for us to walk in complete freedom with no limitation. Spirit is saying to us today. John 10:10 says, the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy, but I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. This is what Jesus said to us. Praise God. Hear what the Spirit is saying, y'all. Glory, 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 glory. If we are not walking and living in the abundant life, we need to find out why. Why I'm not living in the abundant life of the Lord. The word of God says in John 8:36, if the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Jesus came to give us all freedom. Come on, somebody. He died on the cross for you. Oh, Satoko Yadabashanda. And myself, praise God, help me, Holy Ghost. Went into hell and preached the word of the Lord. Huh? Come on, somebody. Ascended back up into heaven, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Rose on the third day with all power in his hand, praise God. Giving us the power to overcome, praise God. He's giving us freedom, y'all, praise God. He took the scars for us. Come on, somebody. So tonight, praise God, we are asking the Lord Jesus Christ to break the limitations off of our life, that we will be successful. We will have what God wants us to have. We will be in the company of who God wants us to be in company with. We will have divine connections. Come on, somebody. Glory to his name. Yes, Holy Spirit, we give you glory, God. Here, here, let's join together, glory to God, in agreement to have freedom from all limitations. Because it's part of God's plan for every one of us. This we can do by desiring our enlargement without limitation and by taking decisions towards our enlargement. The determination here, praise God, if you must always seek, amen, to associate people who have a God-given vision and are driven by it. So that's what God wants us to do, praise God. A lot of times we link ourselves with the wrong people, praise God. Can they give you godly advice, praise God? Can they give you godly advice, praise God? So here, we got to link ourselves. It says in life, you must always seek to associate with people who have a God-given vision and are driven by it. How? Glory to God. Now, God is not saying, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, that you cannot have friends, praise God. But if they're taking you in the opposite direction, praise God, Hamashanda, then you need to recheck who you serve, praise God. Jesus, come on. Even Moses said, whose side are you standing on? Are you standing on the Lord's side, praise God? Yes, Holy Spirit. Are you standing on the other side, praise God? If you're going to stand on the other side, praise God. He told him, he said, wait a minute, hold up. He said, the one that's going to serve the Lord, can you come on this side? And what God did, he destroyed everybody on the other side. Why? Because they were not following him, praise God, hallelujah. We want to make sure, praise God, we connect ourselves in the season with the right folks and the right people that's going to take us farther. We are breaking the spirit of limitations, praise God. We are calling God to, praise God, to do something special in our life. We are asking God, amen, to connect us with the right people in this season that will catapult us, amen, to break the limitations off of our lives, praise God. Help me, Holy Ghost. So here. The devil only attacks people who carry supernatural grace and favor. Oh, come on, somebody. The extent to which you know God is directly dependent on the levels to which God will reveal himself to you. Never allow repeated failures and defeat to prevent you from progressing in life. If you have passion to see your God-given vision come to fruition, amen, you will not allow any limitations or hindrance. You won't allow that, praise God, because now you see things are happening in your life, praise God. Look where you're at right now, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. That's not the end, amen, praise God. Yes, God, because God always tells us, praise God, he that begun a good work in us will perform it to the day of Jesus Christ. Yes, Holy Spirit. So therefore, praise God, he has greater for you, praise God. Even his word, praise God, he said, I will take you to glory, amen, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Faith to faith, praise God. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Malachi 7 and 8, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Do not rejoice over me, my enemy. When I fall, I will rise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord will be my light to me. Come on, somebody. That's what Malachi said. Oh, my God, I give you glory. I love the scripture because he said, don't rejoice over me, my enemy. When I fall, I will rise. Come on, somebody. And when I sit in darkness, come on, somebody. God, Jesus, will be a light for me. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is never limited by time, space, or circumstances. He is a God of no boundaries. Hear what the Spirit is saying to us today. He is a God of no boundaries. God has answered to all the questions of life. He has solution prepared in advance for all problems. He is never confused or dumbfounded, praise God, by issues of life. Nothing catches God by surprise. Amen. God has control and power over everything. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Somebody shout there, praise God, hallelujah. God has power over everything. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he is going to do what he say he's going to do over our life. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody give God the glory. I'm going to go to a song. Praise God. I'll be right back. We are breaking the spirit of limitations off of our life. In the name of Jesus.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. And sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me, hurt me. Lord, deliver me. 'Cause all I see to do is hurt me.
Yes, sir.
Hurt me.
I know we should be finishing, but take it from me two more times.
Oh,
he wants to restore your soul. we pray. We want to end that with a declaration, a decree. So I'm speaking for all of you listening, starting here, starting now. The things that hurt you in the past won't control your future. Starting now, this is a new day. This is your exodus. You are officially released. Now sing it for me, Leandria.
Meaning an end to their
godly ambition and pursuit. Here comes, now here comes, they doing, they cutting down things. They want things being large, but the axe falls in the water. Come on, somebody. Not only that, the axe was borrowed and meant to be returned after you. This has brought shame, confusion, disappointment, come on, and discouragement on their way of progress and enlargement. Do you ever feel trapped, praise God, sometimes, hallelujah, glory to God? Have you ever felt like you were at the end of your rope, praise God? What do you do when you reach that point? What do you do when your heart is broken? Your dreams are shattered and the hopes have been, what, dashed and to bits and on cruel rocks of reality, praise God. What do you do when you are walking through a spiritual wasteland? Come on, somebody. And there seems to be no way out, praise God, hallelujah. The devil is all out to expose and to expose and to move you out of place, praise God, to and move you breaking off limitations, praise God, and to distract us from the focus, our focus and our visions and our goals, amen, praise God. If we can call upon God and refuse to be distracted, come on, we will surely see his divine intervention. Here it goes again, his divine intervention. God, I'm telling you, y'all, God is going to do something so spectacular because all he keeps telling me that there is going to be a divine intervention, amen, for the people of God. Not only for myself, but for the people of God, amen. The exit was recovered from the water. The lost hope was restored. The lost goal was recovered. The lost ambitions realized, come on, only because they called on the Lord. Amen. If you think about it, it teaches us the glorious truth that God has a plan for our problem. There's always a plan for our problem. These verses show us that just as God took care of the sons of the prophet, he will take care of you. Even in the word, it lets us know that when we reach the end of our rope, there is help and there is hope. Come on, somebody. When you reach that point, amen, the world, the flesh, and the devil are all going to tell you that God doesn't see and that God doesn't care. Why? Praise God, Hamashanda. That is his makeup. He will tell you that, praise God. The Bible says in Proverbs 15:3, the eyes of the Lord are everywhere, keeping watch on the wicked and the good. Hear what the Spirit is saying. Then when I read, praise God, how God says, amen, praise God, that hallelujah, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the earth. That's what he's also saying to us. For we do not, the Bible says in Hebrews 4:15, praise God, for we do not have an high priest who cannot sympathize with our weakness. Come on. But was in all points tempted as we were, or we are, yet without sin. He knows our limitations. He knows, praise God, yes, holy. He knows, praise God, yes, God, I thank you. Casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. He cares more than you know about what you are facing. These verses in the word of God is designed to teach us that our problems, while they may appear to be insurmountable in our eyes, are really just God's opportunity, amen, to step in. Amen, praise God. It is God's opportunity, amen, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, to step into our situation. So today, we are breaking those limitations, praise God. Therefore, no matter what you are called on to face in this life, Learn to turn to the Lord first, amen, for your help and your need. Come on, your cares. He is able. He will work in it, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. If we call upon him, praise God. Yes, God. He will work on your needs, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. God often will use our trials, our heartaches. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. One time I asked God, Lord, does I have any more heart left? Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Because it was so broken down, praise God. Yes, God. And God had to fix my heart. It took 3 years to get my heart fixed. Amen. Praise God. I'm being real with y'all, praise God, because it was so broken. And that's why I was able to birth a book, Broken But Not Forsaken, because it took 3 years to heal the brokenness of all my life, praise God. God said, no, I need to heal you before you go somewhere. He said, even to the point, praise God, that I was in ministry, and he said, you're going to even, I don't care if you're a prophet of mine, praise God, help me, Holy Ghost, but you're going to sit down for a whole year, and you're not going to speak, praise God. I might give you what to say, but you're not going to say it. You need to be healed, praise God. I am speaking to someone, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, that your heart may be broken right now, praise God, but let me tell you, God is a heart fixer. He will mend the broken pieces of your life, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. There is no limitation to where God can go, praise God. He is closer than you think, praise God. So God will heal you. He will deliver. He will make free, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. And God will make a way out of nowhere for you, praise God. He has put grace and favor upon our lives, praise God. Yes, God. And he has given us mercy. Come on, somebody. Come on. Come on, come on, come on. I cannot be here talking to you like I am right now if I was not broken, praise God. It was in a broken time that God did his, oh, come on, somebody, that he resurrected my life, praise God. So I speak to you today that your life will be resurrected by the power of the blood of Jesus with the authority that God has given me in the heavenlies and, oh, yes, Holy Spirit, and on earth. Amen, praise God. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. Thank you. God will heal. God often. Come on. We all go through the hurt, the pain. You're not the only one. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. God always heals the brokenness of our lives. Amen. Praise God. All the shattered pieces. Amen. Praise God. No matter where you're at, praise God. No matter what you face, praise God. Turn to the Lord. God often uses, come on, he uses our heartaches. He uses our trials. Amen. Praise God. Think about it. As long as we think we can handle things, why should we look to the Lord? If we have all the answers, why should we turn to him with our questions? Think about it, y'all. Think about it. We always got questions for the Lord. But when we stop and honestly answer those two questions, we will realize that we need more than we ever, 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 ever be able to supply by ourselves. We need more of God. Amen. Praise God. He will give us what we need. Praise God. To break off your limitations, you need to take a decision. You need to be determined to succeed. And you need to refuse satanic distractions designed to prevent you from reaching your full potential and your destination by trusting God for divine intervention. Today, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. God is going to bless us, y'all. God is going to deliver y'all. God is going to heal y'all. He is going to make a way out of nowhere, praise God. He is enlarging our territory. Come on, somebody. Yes, Holy Spirit. By removing the spirit of limitation, what is it that God has put in you? What is your vision? What is your dream? What is God saying to you, praise God? Hallelujah. God, I ask God today, praise God, break the limitations out of my family, glory to God. Break every limitations out of, come on, somebody. We got to break them, break them, break them. So I'm going to go down the line today, and I'm going to help us to break these spirits off of our lives, praise God. We're breaking family issues today. All limitations, amen. All the husbands, all the husbands, all the men of God that stand for the God, that stand for the Lord. We break the limitations today, praise God, in the name of Jesus. All the wives, all the wives, all the wives, we break the of your life in the name of Jesus. All the children, come on somebody, all the children all around the world that belongs to the Lord, amen. We ask God to break the limitations today, praise God. All the ones, global our ministry, break the limitations, God. Our career, God, break the limitations, God. Oh, God, our jobs, break the limitations, God. Yes, Holy Spirit, our finances, break the limitations, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Our home, God, break the limitations, God. Enlarge our territories, God. Our health, enlarge our territories, God. Enlarge our territory, God. Break the limitations, God. Even in sickness, God, break the limitations, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that you're breaking every limitation out of our lives, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, today, Lord God, that you will do it for your glory, oh God. Everyone under the sound of my voice, Father God, I ask that you're moving by power, God, on today, Lord God. We ask that you do a mighty work, God, in us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, turn things around, God, for the people, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, where there be limitations, God, bring great success, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, where there be ministry blockage, God, bring success in their ministry, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, where poverty at, God, oh, God, bring finances, God, into the homes, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, we just bless you, we bless you, we bless you, God. We give you glory, God, we give you glory, God, we give you glory, God. Yes, Holy Spirit. So, Father, we just thank you. As I get ready to close out, God, tonight, we ask that you do something supernatural, God, for thy people, God. We ask that you move by your Holy Spirit, oh, God, that only you can do, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just ask, Lord God, that you touch us from the crown of our head to the very soles of our feet, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, God, because you are God all by yourself, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Look upon your people, God, today, Lord God. Oh, God, we all need you today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we say thank you, Father God. Yes, Holy Spirit. We say thank you, Lord God, for moving by your Holy Spirit, God, on today, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for breaking limitations out of our lives, God. We thank you, Father God, for moving of the Holy Ghost right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord God. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord God. Thank you for what you're doing, God, in this season, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I know I hear you, Holy Spirit. We're in a season of a mind-blowing God, and he will blow our mind. Yes, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, Lord God, for that, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, you are speaking to us, God. You are releasing blessings, God. Yes, Holy Spirit, release the blessings. Release the blessings upon their lives, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, I thank you, God. I thank you, Lord, for moving by your Holy Spirit, God, on today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. As we humble ourselves before you, God, oh, God, that you may exalt us in due time, God. We go cast all our cares upon you, God. So I know that you care for us, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you. I praise you, I glorify you, I lift you up, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. In your son Jesus' name, if anyone wants to get in touch, amen, with Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil or myself, praise God, you may dial us, praise God, you may call us, 302-883-9799. Our New York number is 718-419-4863. I want everyone to be blessed. If you'd like to sow a seed in the ministry, you may do so. You can call me, praise God, and I'll show you how to do it. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you all. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you glory. Amen and amen and amen. I'm going to leave you with a praise to go out, praise God. We're going to give God the praises as we go. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's give God the praise. Hallelujah. God bless you all. Amen.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People come.
People go.
People go.
Your life has been.
Your life has been.
Out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused.
You're confused.
But don't worry.
Don't worry. Your soul, it will get better.
It's gotta get
better.
Keep on running.